Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Hey guys, so I am so excited because I am with my long lost sister.
From another mister, for real.
This is Morali, singer, actress, just an amazing human being. And she was the number one most listened to podcast episode in my whole podcast journey so far. And my only guest ever.
Well, I don't know if I feel as special as I did when you first gave me this news, but I'll take it.
Well, no, because obviously it was a really amazing podcast because you were my only guest and you're the best.
Okay, cool.
So there you go. So we have, look at it as a positive.
We really do want to do these together more because I feel like we're very like-minded. I kind of sometimes feel like we were separated at birth. It's strange. We look alike, like sisters, but we don't. It's interesting. Look up my handle, at Morali, M-A-R-A-L-I, Natalia, N-A-T-A-L-I-A. And tell me what you think. I'm just so curious. Morali, Natalia.
Yeah,
but even in personality, it's weird. Like, I feel like we just see things the same way. It's like sometimes you meet someone, you just clickety-click, but...
Yeah, we met at like a random football, it was a charity football thing
and
in
then
LA,
I, like,
and then we became
just,
like best friends.
And I literally like told her to just jump in my car and come to my house and borrow my clothes and go out that night. Like it was, remember?
Yeah, and then we were trying to like find clothes for me to go to some nightclub. Remember, it was like such a it was such a cluster. Like the fact that we put so much effort into that and like we should have put zero. But it was fun. It was a good bonding experience. And then we became friends. We've been friends for like well over 5 years, which is wild.
It's crazy. And it's like one of those things where I feel like we, like if we cannot talk to each other for months and as soon as we talk or see each other, we pick up right where we left off. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's so special because it's never, there's never a dull moment and we love the same things and it's just, well, anyways, anyone who knows her knows that she's just the cutest ever.
Well, so. The same with you, but it's like, that's like a good friendship is a friendship where it's like, have you been friends with those girls where you're like, am I fucking you? Like, are we dating? Like,
What's happening?
I owe you something? And it's like that, I can't have those
kind
of friendships.
Well, you haven't called me for like 2 months. Okay. Well, life happens. And the thing is, I'm very free, but I kind of cling to my friendships. However, I am also very independent. So I really respect it when people give me my space and I give them theirs and we're just cool. Like nothing is really that serious. You know?
And so that's why we're going to talk about our New Year's resolutions because we have so much in common and definitely I think that there's so many like life hacks that we each have for like how to actually get to your goals. And and you are also like so good at like when we're on it, we're like so on and like driven. And then consistency is like literally one of my biggest things. And I think that's like one of the things that hurts a lot of people with achieving their goals is just not being able to be consistent. Like you're all in and then all of a sudden something happens in life and you get derailed.
So I have some hacks. I have a hack for that.
I want to know all your hacks.
Okay. So that we, without further ado, I guess we should just start. I feel because you know, when you watch a YouTube video and they talk about their cat for like 20 minutes and then you're like, can we talk about like the Rice Krispie treats you came on here to show us how to make? Like, it's like they take forever.
Yeah. Tell me your life hacks.
And I just hate it. Let's just go right and jump into it. So I feel like one common mistake that people make is that they look at their life from today all the way up from like, let's say January 1st till December. They're like, this is what I'm going to achieve in this entire time. And I think that that is what happens is that we get really excited and we get that dopamine rush and we're like, can't wait to do this. And then we get burnt out and it fizzles out and we go right back into the same habits that we used to go in that we used to have. So what I find is helpful is thinking of like the small steps and doing more of like a quarterly type of thing. So you can have like a check-in. It's almost like if you focus on doing quarterly, then I feel like the quarterly is like, how can I explain this? It's not so daunting because if you do like an entire year, of course you're gonna get really like you're gonna get flustered and be like, oh my God, but
Well,
I'm
it's
not
like
making.
overwhelming because it's like too much to bite off versus looking at quarterly goals and being like, what
Exactly.
did I accomplish in this quarter? What do I want to accomplish in the next
Yeah.
quarter? And like literally you're breaking your goal into four segments versus like one massive one.
And also not focusing on the like, let's say for me it's like, okay, I want to be a series regular. Or no, let's make it even more whatever
Like
daunting. I want
every
an Oscar.
week.
I want an
Oh.
Oscar. By December, I want an Oscar. Like that is it you're making. I'm not saying that I don't think anything is unattainable, but I think you should start like let's pretend I just started acting and I want an Oscar. Oh, I'm gonna put this on my vision board. Like I feel like you should start with, okay, I'm gonna take acting classes.
Well, yeah, like
Okay,
the
then I'm gonna do this.
bridges.
Then yeah, little things that will like kind of like baby steps to get you to that one thing and then to the next thing and to then to the next thing because I feel like also one thing I wanted to say is that the check-ins, like you do a check-in every week, right? And a check-in every quarter, those check-ins shouldn't be for you to be like, did I make it? Did I do this? No, it's a time to be like, okay, what's working and what's not working.
Jerry Seinfeld does that. He has a calendar and literally he comes up, writes one joke a day, and then he crosses it out. Like, it's so, like, I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed where it's like, I need to have a six pack by December. It's like, no, just put in like a one every day, go for an hour walk and just cross it off. And then
Exactly.
layer something new onto it once you have that as a consistent thing. Like, now I'm gonna change my eating.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but make it sustainable. Like, not, I'm gonna
That's
cut out everything forever and only eat salads. 'Cause it's
Yeah.
just not practical.
It's not. So I do feel like that's where I've gotten caught up as well because you're like, you think it's because you're not motivated. And you're like, well, why am I not motivated? Why? This is another thing I wanted to say is like, it's not motivation that you're struggling with. What you're struggling with is clarity. You don't have the clarity of what to do next. So you think that you're lacking motivation, where the motivation's there, you just don't know what to do. So if you just think of the thing that you like, what is the next step that you need to take? You'll be motivated. It's just that you just don't know. So you're not lacking motivation.
Yeah, so getting clear on like the very small specifics, like if it
Yeah.
is like saving money or investing. Okay, well, what does that look like? Like where are you going to cut out things you're going to spend on and where are you going to turn like
Yeah.
maybe cutting out going out to eat and only eating out once a week. Cool. And then that's like something you look forward to, the extra money that you save, that's what you invest with. So it's like coming up with much more bite-sized, plausible things and action steps. Because if you're just saying, I just want to have $1 million, okay, well, that's awesome. I totally believe you can do it. But like, what are tangible steps to get there that are small improvements every day? And then quarterly checking in and being
Yeah.
like, what did I accomplish? And like, celebrating yourself. I think that's another big thing. Like, we don't
Rewards.
celebrate our hard work and our accomplishments. We just think like, oh, I have to do this. Like, I'm getting through it. All these people are so highly motivated. And it's like, no, you like celebrate the things that you've accomplished. Like, go out and have a nice dinner and be like, I did this month or like this quarter. I'm so stoked for
Yeah.
myself. And then make it like a tradition, make it fun.
Make it fun. That's
Yeah.
the thing. That's the thing. You're make it fun. I think that is the biggest thing ever. I just watched David Bowie's documentary,
Oh, I started
Moon
watching
Age. Oh
that.
my gosh. Oh my gosh. It is so incredible. And sorry, it's this isn't a sign thing, but he's a Capricorn, I'm a Capricorn. I just got to say it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he was very, the way he thought was amazing. He was like, his mindset and the way he was like, a lot of people try to avoid chaos, avoid the pain, avoid this and that. And I think they're making a terrible mistake, which I think that's amazing because it's like these little, like, you're not even enjoying the journey is basically what he's saying. It's like, go into these things like you're going to fall. Like, no matter what you do, you're going to fail, and you're going to get up and fail. And it's not a fail. That this is what life is. This mm-hmm. is a journey. And I feel like we're always so fixated on the end result, which, by the way, side note, when you get there, anyone I know that's been very successful, they got there and they were like, nothing's really that different in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want more. So don't fixate on that, but fixate more on to, am I enjoying this? Am I making it fun? Which I think you made a really yeah. great point at that.
Well, and like, think about it. Like, if we all gave up as soon as we fell down, like even when we were learning how to walk, none of us would walk. Walking. But it's through that struggle, and like, you watch babies trying to learn how to walk and they try. You mm-hmm. just see how much effort they're putting in. Like, that's difficult. And I really do believe that you're so much like stronger through going through difficult things. And it doesn't mean it's going to be difficult forever. It just is like a moment in time. And I think a lot of times, like in the spiritual world, people will be like, oh, well, this didn't work out. So like, it wasn't meant for me. But it's like, really, any little opposition, yeah, it wasn't meant for you because you weren't willing to work for it.
Exactly.
So I think like exactly. in the spiritual realm and like in that like grouping of people where they're like, oh, well, you know, it didn't work out, so it wasn't meant for you. Like, no.
No, it's
if you not, feel if you that feel, in your soul that is meant for you, that's just an obstacle.
You. It's not like if you think about it, if somebody else did it, you can do it. And even if somebody else didn't do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, another common mistake I think people make is that, like, let's say you're like, oh yeah, so this year I'm going to get fit. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do on all these things. Great. No problem with doing all the things. However, I really do feel that people should, what is your, for this year, like from my, I know what I want this year. The number one thing.
What
I
is
want.
It?
I want a series regular. Okay, everyone, I'm putting it out there. So I'm telling you guys too. Series regular, I will be on a major platform.
So you want to be in a series television, like TV?
Yeah, as a series regular.
I love that.
Okay, so that is my number one goal. Okay, I have other things I want to do. I also make music. I am going to put stuff out on Spotify and this and that. And I'm going to, yes, not eat all the cookies. All of these things I'm going to do. But if I was to pick one thing, I feel like everyone this year should pick one thing they think is
like their big
priority, the big thing, and focus on the little tiny things that you need to do to get to that big thing. Because yeah. then you put all this up, like it's going right back to the whole, like you too much. It's like, you can't chew off all of that. Like, it's just, if you have like a billion things on a list, it's like,
it'll be overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
You just need your one North Star.
North Star. That's right.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
And something I've also been thinking about is
I'm gonna grab my tea.
Okay. You know what I always think is like that a lot of people focus on more money, all these things, and like, they don't really, we kind of skip over like what brings us joy, you know, like, okay, you want to get healthy or you want to get fit. Like, people are just like, I want to be skinny to feel a certain way when I reach that end result, but you're not going to, because it's a mindset switch. It's knowing that you're good where you're at. Like Morali and I were talking about early today that we've been eating all the cookies, all the carbs. We don't really look how we normally do, but at the same time, knowing that we had so much fun getting to be with family and friends and eating the yummy food we like, and that our body's so resilient that we know that this is just a moment in time and it's not going to last forever. And when we are at that fit, best shape, that we enjoy that moment. We're not still striving and being hard on ourselves and being like, I haven't reached my peak. And like, I think that's why it's good to like celebrate your quarterly things, because it's like, just celebrate every fucking moment, because you only have one life to live. Make it as enjoyable as possible. Be the best version of yourself and give yourself grace. Like, life fucking happens. But like, just always knowing, like, when you have a little misstep, you just jump back on.
Like, exactly. And the thing is that, like, here's my thing, is that I feel like a lot of people don't have a strong enough why. Mm-hmm. If you're just doing something just to do it, okay, I want to lose weight.
Like, just because everyone else is doing
why
it.
Why do you want to lose weight? Because I want to be healthy. Is that really what you're, because the thing is, every thought that you have will have, you have to have a feeling attached to it, right? First of all, if you have no feeling attached to it, you're never going to achieve it. That's my opinion. Focusing on the feeling that getting healthy will bring you, that's what you need to focus on, instead of I have to lose weight. And also, your why should be big enough to know, I want to be healthy for, I don't know, for my family. Or even if you want to keep it real with yourself and you're like, I want to look hot. Yeah. Okay, why do you want to look hot?
Is it for you or for someone else?
Or even if it is for someone else. Let's just like let every little whatever, mm-hmm. little Easter egg, any whatever little whatever nugget I'm trying to say out there. I want to look hot. Why? Because I want attention. Okay, why do you want attention? Because I want people to tell me I'm beautiful and I'm this and that. Okay, but why? Why? Keep asking yourself why, because the thing is, then you'll get back to your why, and if your why is not strong enough, you're never going to do what you should be doing to get to that why.
And it'll very magnify the areas of your life where you're like, because you should love yourself.
Yeah, because I agree, matter it shouldn't what. Be for somebody else. Yeah. I think it should be for yourself, and I think it should be for health, because honestly, eating all this stuff has been fun. But guys, like,
I don't feel very good.
I feel like shit.
Literally probably a dozen cookies in like a day.
Also, I feel my uncle's mac and cheese, you guys. Oh my God. It's so good. I have 3 servings in one sitting, and I just, it is pretty, like, you're kind of like, man, I really enjoyed it, but I don't like feeling like this. I like feeling light. Mm-hmm. Do I like looking cute when I look in the mirror? I love it. Why? Yeah. Because do I like attention? Yeah, I like it. Why? Because when I was a kid, I was insecure, and now I'm overcoming all that stuff. And guess what? The one thing I will say is that, do I like it? Yes. But do I still feel beautiful right now in the skin I'm in? Yes. Do I mind telling people about it and saying, you know what, I've gained a couple pounds, and guess what? I still love myself, and damn, I look good with this fat ass. You know what I mean? No problem.
Do you feel like now that you've become more mindful, that's been a lot easier process for you?
Way easier. Before, it was like, oh my gosh, I better, like, oh my God, like, I'm going to get on the scale, and if I see that it went up 2, because by the way, when you get on the scale, you have water weight, you have salt, you have this, you have that. I mean, there's a billion reasons why the scale could move, okay? But the more mindful I got, the more I was like, you know what? That's not what matters. It's not really not what matters in life. Like, so I kind of feel like putting the focus on your why and really being real with yourself. That's why I said the thing about the I want attention, I want this. You know, if it's the opposite sex, I want to look better for the opposite sex. Whatever, just be real with yourself. If it means that much to you, you'll work that much harder to make your goals come true. But if you're lying to yourself, you're like, I want to be healthy, but you really don't care about being healthy, you're not going to do it. Yeah. Does that make sense? I'm only making this example because I feel like
it's an easy one, because that's kind of like what everyone's thinking, especially right after the holidays.
Exactly.
It's a big one that, like, literally 90% of people are, at least that I've been encountering, is their biggest thing. Like, January 1st, I'm gonna start anew. But it's like also creating like sustainable goals. Like, you can't be like, I'm gonna juice cleanse. Like, if you hate that, then like, that's not gonna be something that you're gonna enjoy or be practical. It doesn't matter how healthy it is. If you fucking hate it, you're not gonna do it.
You're not gonna do it. And guess what? You'll do it. And then guess what?
You're going to go cave.
You didn't do it because you wanted to be healthy. Mm-hmm. You wanted to do it because you wanted to see that scale move. You wanted to see how you look like. And guess what? After you drink celery juice for 5 days and you hated it, on day 6, 7, 8, What happens? You gain all that weight back. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? You just wasted all your time and money and all the sadness you had drinking your sad ass celery juice. Mm-hmm. So why?
And it's do the that same thing with like your finances as well. Like if you don't have your North Star of why you're saving or what you're working towards, any little thing that comes up is going to be, I'm going to go out to the bar with my friends. I'm going to spend money there. I'm going to go to this dinner. I'm going to buy this for myself. But really what you really want to do is go to maybe Italy for a month, like, and save up and do that. It requires financial freedom, but it's like, you're not looking, you know, like you don't have your North Star of like why you're saying no to something that is a quick dopamine hit versus a long dopamine hit.
Exactly.
Okay, so what are some of your goals that you're working on?
Well, I did record some music last year, and I really want to sit down and find out how I'd like to market that, and I want to get out there and perform again. So those are things that last year I finished music, but I didn't perform.
Well, I mean, it was still COVID-y.
Yeah, you're right.
So give yourself some grace on that. It was a little bit of grace. Weird.
So I want to do that, and the series regular thing, and I also have been learning Spanish for a few years now, like 3 years, and it's pretty good, actually. However, I know that I can go further, so I don't, you know, it's one of those things that I'm just like every year I like do it on and off. So I'm just slowly but surely I've been learning Spanish.
Dude, you should be proud of yourself for that.
Thank you.
That's huge.
I am proud of myself for that. Going back to rewards about that real fast, I just want to say, even on a daily, give yourself a reward. If you put your first priority of the day at the top and you do that and you do like a few other things, and let's say like it's a little bit less of a priority, a little bit less, take your number one priority of the day. Let's say if it was, for me, it was like rearrange my Actors Access photos. I don't know. Or redo my resume.
Like something you don't really want to do, but you need to do.
The thing that you don't want to do, put it up there. Do it. Trust me. And then put up on in your journal, what's your reward? What are you going to reward yourself? Okay, good. My reward is going to be I get to watch Emily in Paris and sit on my couch and watch 2 episodes of it. I get to go to Home Goods. I get to buy myself this or that. Or
my friend Melrose used to do a reward every week when she didn't like binge and like was working on her eating disorder. And she would buy her flowers, sell flowers every week. So when she looked at those flowers, she knew. She had a visual reminder of how much work she had done. And then the following week when she... So that was her reward, and it was like a physical thing that she could see, which is so cool. So you could do that for anything.
That's really, really, really cute.
Okay, and it's like a very inexpensive way to reward yourself. It's like $5 Trader Joe's, buy yourself a little.
And Trader Joe's has great flowers.
Yeah, they have great flowers.
Okay, so what about you? So I named basically 3 things.
Yeah, those are your big ones.
You know, series regular, then music, then Spanish. Like, there's other things I want to do, obviously, but like... Let's focus on what our heart's desires are. What about you? What do you feel is your number one? And then give me maybe 2 other ones that you wouldn't, a little bit less of a priority.
So my thing is for this year is to have, I have like emotions for it. So I want to maintain peace in my life, no matter what that looks like. And I have a really hard time with consistency. And so I'm going to set myself 30-day challenges. So every month I have a challenge. So this last month, my challenge was that every day I don't miss meditating in the morning and gratitude journaling. That was my consistency for last month. And then I'll layer on a new thing every month. So it's just small changes. So it's not so... overwhelming for
me.
Like
a new habit.
Yes, a new positive habit.
Do you have a habit tracker?
No, I just like write it in my journal. So on my to-do list, it's like I literally write out, go for a walk for an hour, go to the gym. You know what I mean? So I have that. So it's on my to-do list of things I have to do. And then, so those are like my those are like my day to day. That's like my life. And then to be of service to others, like that's another new priority, is like instead of looking at like how the world can serve me and what I want in my life, like how do I serve others? Because as soon as I show up and serve others, I will have that in my life. So if I want people to be generous with me, it needs to start with me being generous with others first. So mine's like more of a vibe. And then I have like my big ones where it's be consistent with my podcast.
You're doing a good job so far.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was my another layer. be consistent with my podcast, be consistent with my social media, and like really focusing on being a content creator. Same. And moving into being a spiritual psychologist. So my big, big goal is to throw one retreat this year, put that together. So I'm very excited for what that looks like. That's and start exciting. Taking on clients for spiritual psychology and just healing people's trauma. So that,
I love that.
Those are, so I really don't feel like we have a lot of goals, but they're not huge and overwhelming. Like, to do all this in 365 days, yes, they're big and they require a lot of like little stepping stones, but like I'm not trying to solve world hunger here, like in no, one day. Like,
but this oftentimes we don't, you find that we act like that. We act like it's such a big thing and a big task to like, and sometimes I just feel like you just gotta chill out and be like, you know, I'm gonna take this one step and I'm not gonna think of it as I gotta do this thing and it's a job. It's like, I love to contribute to people and I love doing that. And that, oh, that's another thing I love, is that what I think works. So I'm consistent with things, certain things, but I'm very inconsistent with other things. And this year, this is going to sound so bad. If you saw my house, it's clean. I'm an organized person. I love being organized and everything. I would not make my bed every day. It was the weirdest thing. I had this mental block where I did not want to make the bed every day. I don't know what it was, and it was pissing me off because I'm like, look.
Yeah, your house is like, literally her house looks like a model home.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
But it's like beautiful and you don't want to make your bed. It's a stupid thing. Well, it's like even eating consistently healthy. Like, it's not hard to do.
It's not hard to do. It's just, so then what I did was I was telling her, I have this habit tracker and it's amazing. And you just like swish it off, or if you want to like.
What's that app called?
It's, I will let everybody know. It is called Habit. It's just called Habit.
Oh.
And you can, curate it to the way you would like to do. Like for water, I've put here that how much water I want to have. And so when you check it off, it'll just do like, you can put 8 ounces and it'll like.
So you could do like for a liter, you could do like.
Right. Like that, right, like, now, let's say we say add, you put 8 ounces and you just press check. Well, oops, I didn't do that right. Okay. And then you just that's go so like good. That, and it keeps
so
adding.
So it helps you be mindful. Like, also, right. I want to be more mindful of why I'm eating and what the food is that
exactly.
I'm eating.
Exactly. And the thing is, and it feels, by the way, it feels great to check things off. So but I just want everyone
it's
to
it's, like,
know.
Satisfying.
Exactly. It's been 6 months, and I make the bed every day. I've maybe missed 2 days out of those 6 months. And it wasn't about – it's about the fact that – you should be consistent. The way you do one thing is how you do everything, right? That's mm-hmm. that whole thing. I heard a really interesting and amazing, it was an amazing video on YouTube talking about this Marine that was talking about making your bed.
Oh my gosh, have you read that book?
No. His name? I follow him on Instagram. I keep forgetting his name.
I forgot his name. Okay. But he has a book, and it's all about making your bed in the morning, because when you start off your day that way, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And it's the first thing you've accomplished of the day, which means you can go out and accomplish anything else.
And if everything, he said, one thing I loved is that he said, if everything goes bad that day, at least you have a bed that you can get into that's made.
Yeah, and then you just layer it. So starting off, make your bed.
So, and you know what my therapist says? She says, why don't you think about, first of all, who the person that you want to be, how is she? And as soon as she said that, I said, well, she wakes up, she makes the bed, She has water before she has her coffee. She does this and that. And I'm like, imagining this person that's me and how I'm moving through life with this, you know, mindset and what I see. Like if I saw Conway doing something and I'm going, oh my God, look the way she's in. Oh my God. And she gets up at this time and blah, blah, blah. The same way, but looking at yourself. And it's so amazing because you start to see that and you want to be that version of yourself.
Well, because your subconscious mind is literally, you're telling your subconscious mind, this is how I want to live. And it's the same thing they say to do that for if you aren't in a relationship. How are you showing up? Because are you going to be the person that, you know, like you're emulating the person you want to date? So if you're a super big, messy person, but you want to date a guy that's super got his shit together, well, then you got to get your shit together. Because why would he want to date you? Because he's looking for someone that's...
Who's going to be... Because we're all... not narcissists. I'm just kidding about that. But
our egos are quite loud.
Yes. And so I feel that we do want... We see something in someone and we say, oh...
I want that. I mean,
perfect example is us. Like, I'm like... I love her. She's giving. She's loving. She likes this. She likes that.
Yeah, but that's the same thing I see in you. Yeah.
And not even giving myself a view.
And that's probably why we like each other so much.
Not even saying like the, whatchamacallit, like, excuse me, I love you. Second of all, though, but what I was going to say is that we like-minded people because it's just interesting. Her and I, like, yeah, the most beautiful thing about our friendship, by the way, is that we have totally grown.
Oh, my God. We were hot messes together.
We went from hot messes, going out, having fun, drinking this and that, to, like, we're so fun and cute. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, look at us. We're sitting here talking about all of this.
And we're drinking tea in our sweatpants on a couch. We're drinking
tea in our sweatpants. Oh, one more thing. Sorry. You picked the wrong person because I can talk forever. One thing I've noticed. Let's say I want to make the bed. Okay. I started out going, okay, let me just put the comforter up, okay, and fluff the
bed. So you started like very small.
Very small. And then, by the way, my bed is not a normal bed to make because I want it to look like Restoration Hardware, okay? I have 1, 2, 3, 4 pillows. Then I have a big pillow. Then I have 1, 2, 3 other pillows, like fluff pillows. Then I put a decorative blanket. Then I put where you have like the tray that you have breakfast on. I put that little cute wooden tray with a candle and a little roomy quote thingy, like cute little thing. Like it's a whole thing. So I decided I was just going to start with the comforter. Then, but once I started doing the comforter, I was like, no. Then your mind goes and do the next thing.
Yeah. So, and it literally, when you look at it, like a time, I used to set timers for myself too.
Oh my God, I love that.
I would set timers and I would be like, okay, I have 5 minutes to do this. And when you set, there is like, I forgot what the psychological, there's actually a study and it has a name. But if you set a timer for yourself, if you say you're going to give yourself an hour, you'll take an hour. But if you give yourself 5 minutes, it'll take you 5 minutes. So
I know who that is. Was it Mel Robbins? That said something.
No, she's 1, 2, 3, 4. She does 4, 3.
5 second rule.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then when you hit one, you have to go.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
But yeah, you just set, but also setting a timer tells you like when you lag and you think about and you overthink about it and then you stress out and then you're like, I don't want to do this. But when you set the timer, you see how long it actually takes you to do something. You're like, I am not going to sit for 5 minutes to worry about something it takes me a minute to do.
100%.
Like how much, I hate brushing my teeth. It's like one.
I hate brushing my teeth. That is so funny.
And I will lag and I'll think about brushing my teeth. Literally, if I just brush my teeth, it would take far less energy.
You're saying that. I actually hate
I wish I could pay someone to brush my teeth for me.
I'm sure there's a guy on
OnlyFans that would probably do that for me.
Can I just say, it's some people like they can't go to sleep without like brushing their teeth. Okay, this sounds so gross.
I'm disgusting. I could totally go to sleep, but
guess what?
My rank-ass teeth.
Guess what I can't do? I cannot go to sleep without washing my face and doing the entire routine of toner, essence, serum,
dude, that
cream.
Was super hard for me to do.
Oh, no.
That was something, making the bed was easy. Washing my face every night?
Oh, no, that's
So hard for me.
That's really interesting because washing my face and doing my facial routine, it's something I like enjoy doing. Brushing my teeth. I mean, I've washed my face before and came and sat and did all the things, sat on the couch and went to sleep without brushing my teeth. And I'm sorry, that sounds gross. If you see my teeth, they look great. I go to the dentist, they say, wow, you take really good care of your teeth. I go, no, not that really. I don't floss. So that's gross, disgusting. Anyways, I do brush my teeth now, but I mean, if I miss a night of brushing my teeth, I'll just brush them in the morning, but I still think it's disgusting that I didn't brush my teeth the night before because I hate doing it.
Yeah, same. I really think that, like, honestly, people just need to, I mean, lay out what you want to do, come up with the baby steps, quarterly set a time aside, put it on your calendar to celebrate your wins, mm-hmm. and look at what you've accomplished, what your next goal is for the quarter to reach your North Star big goal. But also just have fun and just think about, like, literally just every day, vision the person you want to be. And how does that person act? How do they go about life? What do they do in their life? And just emulate that, you know, and give yourself some credit and some grace too, because you're not going to figure everything out and do it perfectly, but just hop back on it.
Redirect.
Yeah.
And I think
that, have your moment and then yeah. get and back then on
get
board.
Get back on it. I think in a nutshell, I think we kind of really, that's it. I feel like that it's just, if we could really break it down to one thing, it would be baby steps and that's it. Baby steps. Don't set yourself up for failure, which sounds really rude, but I'm just one to keep it real. I'm sorry, honey, you're not going to get that Oscar overnight.
Yeah, it requires like little baby steps to get there.
Baby steps, just take, and that's okay. Just enjoy the journey.
Yeah,
those are my finishing thoughts.
And make it fun.
And make it fun.
Okay, so in the show notes, you'll find all the info for all the apps, everything that we've talked about. You'll find Morali's handle. Go follow her; she's so fun. And then I can't wait to have you back on. We'll have more fun things to talk about.
I love it. And I just want to say good luck to everyone who listens to this. And I really hope that this was all helpful.
100%. Yeah. And DM us and let us know if there's anything that you guys are working on or fun goals you have. And if there's any way that like we can support each other on you achieving those goals.
And we want to hear your wins. We want to hear that, you know, I did this and it really went well for me. And we just love that. That's great. And we're all rooting for you. We're both, her and I are at least. We're rooting for everyone out there.
Yeah, 100%. Because you really are able to reach all your goals. You just,
and there's
you
no gotta lack just, of anything.
No. As long as you, like, when you say that you want to do something, you do it. It's going to happen. Just make it a plausible, easy way to get there.
100%.
Bye, guys. Have a great 2023.
Bye.
So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so when I first started doing this, I had a billion recordings and I literally had no idea how to distribute them anywhere. And that's when I downloaded the free Anchor app. And I am so grateful I did because it was a total game changer. Anchor is a one-stop shop allowing me to record, edit, and distribute all my content at once. The best thing is that it's super easy to navigate and I can take it with me anywhere I travel in the world. So if you have something to say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start sharing your message with the world. Affirmation that I'm sending you off with today. I am determined. Deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. I will always give when I can because I know it always comes back. My generosity makes an impact. My generosity makes the world a better place. Happiness spreads. One thing can lead to a million things. I am making an impact on the planet. I am increasing the collective consciousness and vibration of the world. Thank you for listening. Please leave a review, screenshot, tag, and share on social media. I'd love to be friends, so follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cassie Conway is Rad and at Grieving with Gratitude Podcast. Go out today and take your power back and consciously create the life you desire, knowing you are so fucking loved and divinely perfect.